Is your agency ready for Agile? Booz Allen uses the frameworks, tools, and training to make Agile work for you. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
The American Legion, the nation's largest veterans organization, has long been active in federal policy towards veterans and in operation of the Veterans Affairs Department. Now the Legion has a new commander. Brett Reistad is a Vietnam-era veteran and retired law enforcement officer from Fairfax County, and he joins me now. Mr. Reistad, good to have you on.
Thank you, Tom. Nice to be here.
As the new commander of this vast, far-flung organization, what do your members tell you and what do you think are the biggest issues facing veterans now that the Veterans Affairs Department and the government writ large can do something about?
So there are a number of issues that are out there that concern our veterans. Among them are the effects of burn pits on their health, the extension of Agent Orange eligibility dates, veteran suicide, women's health care, veterans homelessness. One of the things that's on the horizon with the American Legion right now legislatively is trying to extend Agent Orange eligibility to those that served in what they call the Blue Water Navy, which are those that served in ships off of the territorial waters of Vietnam during the Vietnam War.
Yeah, that's a really big issue right now, and I know that the Veterans Benefits Administration is not totally in favor of the idea because they're arguing if you were 12 miles offshore, how could the Agent Orange, which was spread over the forested lands of Vietnam, possibly affect someone that was on a ship because nobody went swimming in those waters? What's the Legion's position here?
Well, I think the Legion's position is the same as it's always been with Agent Orange. The government didn't want to acknowledge the existence of Agent Orange as a measure for disability in the past, and I think the same now because of the cost that's involved with this. But, I mean, you have to take a look, for instance, at the modes in which the Agent Orange was transported to Vietnam. And, you know, ships, aircraft, there's really a lot of particulars here with regard to how somebody might come in contact with it. Those ships come to shore. We don't really know much about the wind and how that may carry some of the defoliant, over the waters of Vietnam either. So it seems to me that with the number of people that have been complaining about similar medical issues as those that have been acknowledged to come from Agent Orange, that we really have an obligation to our veterans to ensure that they are treated appropriately.
Yes, I guess some of them are eligible if they can prove exposure, but I guess what you're pushing for is the same criteria, that is, we were there, therefore there's the presumption of exposure that applies now to the ground troops, the Army soldiers that were there.
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
And with respect to the burn pits, that's a little more clear-cut, and I think the Defense Department seems to be a little bit more open to acknowledge that these burn pits were pretty bad stuff. What is the issue there, then, at this point?
Well, I think the issue is the legislation to get them to acknowledge it and approve it for disabilities. At this point, I'm not entirely sure where the issue stands. I think it's a one step at a time sort of thing as we look at all the issues that I had mentioned to you.
And one of the issues, I guess, with the burn pits is finding out all of the data about when they were occurring, what was burning in them, who was standing around the rim feeding the burn pits. But I think there's probably good documentation because it is so recent.
And I do know that information is currently being collected on that from veterans that have served overseas that have been in the proximity of those burn pits. So that's in the process right now, and I think once that information is collected and there's more evidence of exposure to that, that we have a better position to move forward with it with legislation to try to get that declared as a presumption for disability.
We're speaking with Brett Reistad. He is the newly elected national commander of the American Legion. And one of the issues that the American Legion was helping push was the VA Accountability Act in response to issues with employees and with the whole issue of waiting in line for care and appointments. What does it look like to you now that the law is a year old and VA is a year into trying to implement it?
We're starting to see some traction with that. And I had the opportunity a week ago to sit with VA Secretary Robert Wilkie, and he acknowledged to us that there have been transfers, there have been firings of people that don't have the best interests of our veterans at heart. And it's good to see that we now have a mechanism to be able to deal with those types of problems.
Because VA has been on a binge to hire as many veterans as it can over the last few years, so that must help over time mitigate that issue of people working there that maybe don't have the full veteran in their hearts.
Yes, and another issue we're dealing with is the Veterans Health Administration, having to fill like 33,000 positions that are currently unfilled. So that's another priority for us to address as well.
Yes, because in the program to support those that need in-home care, which is being extended by Congress next year for people before the 9/11 or post-9/11 soldiers and sailors, Air Force, Marines that were injured, one of the problems with getting eligibility determinations in a timely fashion, which they're not doing, is the personnel issue.
Absolutely. I think that filling those positions will go a long way in terms of dealing with the backlogs that we currently have and as you had mentioned, being able to provide the services that the VA is instructed to provide. So we're looking at trying to address those issues as well.
Anything else your members are telling you with respect to VA or to the federal government?
Well, a lot of it has to do with what we've already discussed, in addition to internal matters within the American Legion as well. I'm very heartened by the fact that I'm getting the support I am, as I've only been in this position for a week, and I'm trying to learn about all the issues as best I can and hopefully be able to address them and have enough knowledge to address them appropriately. I think largely the issues that we've just discussed, particularly the Blue Water Navy, the filling of VA positions, are high on the list of our members.
Brett Reistad is the new National Commander of the American Legion. Thanks so much for joining me.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.